And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm still trying to get those kinks out from being under the seat.
I told you to be careful that you got to stretch first.
Got to fly a better airline.
Yeah, really.
And joining us is Mr. Rich Zadow. Is that anywhere near right?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Okay, pretty close.
I've heard it all.
Close yeah, enough. I'm sure you have. And you were always last when they went alphabetically.
That's right. Get used to it.
There are advantages to that.
Yep. Anyway, he is the founder of the Rutan Flight Experience. Rutan Aircraft Flight Experience.
Yes, sir.
I got to get that last word in there.
Yeah.
And you have with us Jim.
Jim Springer.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jim?
Awesome.
All right. I noticed I was up there, and you guys got a good selection of Rutan aircraft sitting there, including the Viggen, which I think is one of the coolest.
Yeah. Well, that's our big news this year is Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience made a Viggen fly. Coincidentally, it worked out that it was the 50th anniversary of the Rutan Viggen. Burt flew his here in 1972. And there are none flying other than ours that we know of. And I keep saying I hope I'm proven wrong because it's the 50th anniversary. And there's other Viggens out there. Come on, guys, dust off your Viggen, bring it to Oshkosh. It's the 50th anniversary. But we haven't found any. And so that's kind of big news, too. So,
you know, the one thing, the fiberglass airplanes don't degrade like a metal one would, so they got to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I talked to guys that have Viggens, but there's nobody really flying them. Charlie Spinelli flew with us in 2019 when we did the flying display of Rutan airplanes, and then he donated his to the Pima Air Museum. So for a while, there were none, and in 2019 at Oshkosh, we were approached by a gentleman named Scott James who donated the airframe that we have now, Lady Vi. And as a nonprofit, we didn't have a lot of funding, so we didn't have much to do with it until an engine was donated to us at the end of 2020, and that really kicked off the project. And what's cool about Lady Vi is it's not just the only flying Viggen in the world, it's also the newest Viggen in the world because it had never flown before. So we completed the airframe, completed the project, got our airworthiness certificate on June 13th, and got it here to Oshkosh in time.
Just barely, huh?
Yeah, just barely. But the really wonderful story about it is it was all done by volunteers and donations. It's one of the first times for RAFE we really connected with companies like BNC Specialties and Lightspeed Engineering. These people donated components to us to get the airplane flying. So it was really a grassroots effort. And if you look at our airworthiness certificate, it says under builder, Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. So
yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, really grassroots stuff, and we're thrilled to have the airplane here. Yeah.
How's it fly?
Flies like a long easy on slow motion.
I would think it would have quicker responses. It's got shorter wings.
It is. Well, the low aspect ratio wing creates a lot of lift. It's very docile. And it's a fun airplane to fly. It's real pitch sensitive, and it has some unique features. It uses reflex and ailerons. The aileron trailing edges move from 0 to 8 degrees up. So at different configurations, like for takeoff and landing, you use more reflex than none. And then if you go fast, you take it down to zero. And that's all kind of news to us. And the biggest thing to us is it's made of wood. And I remember we're standing in the shop looking at it when we were getting ready started, and Robert Harris, who owns Jet Guys, and I are standing there, and we're talking about we're going to do this and do that. And I said, wait a minute, this is wood. It's not fiberglass and foam. Do we even have wood in the shop? He said, no. So it took a kind of a mental shift there to figure out stuff. But we've had a lot of fun with it, learning a lot about the airplane. And what's really cool is I've met a bunch of Viggen people that have come forward. I had dinner last night with Rob Smith, who's got like 450 hours in his Viggen and flew it for 20 years.
Wow.
And so those people are starting to come out and meet us, and the word's getting out that there's another Viggen.
Good. Hopefully they'll bring their airplanes.
Yeah.
Richard, my question is this. Why aren't these people flying the Rutan aircraft more than they are? Is there any quirk to them that makes them more difficult to fly, say, than a conventional aircraft?
No, not at all. An Easy is an airplane. It flies just like an airplane. There's some differences in it, and that's the only thing. Takeoff and landing, mostly the attitude. You don't flare them. You fly them on the ground. That's all that stuff that we teach in the Kennard Flight Academy. But they're actually very easy airplanes to fly. They're just different. And once you get past the differences, it's a piece of cake.
So most of the pilots just getting too old or what?
Yeah, and that was the motivation for me to start Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience. I tell a story in 2014. I was walking down a flight line where, and I've been involved with this for, I hate to admit how many decades, but where I used to see hundreds of Easy parked on a flight line. I counted 12. And I asked my peers that I've been around with for those decades. I said, where is everybody? And they said, well, everybody's old, you know, and the airplanes are, you know, nobody's flying anymore or whatever. And I said, well, so what's going to happen? And they said, well, that's the cycle of life, you know. We had our day. And I said, I don't like that answer. So I started this nonprofit venture to get Rutan Aircraft back out in front of the public. And that's what we've done. And this is our seventh year now. We have 9 flying airplanes that have been donated to us. Lady Vi is the 9th one. And after Oshkosh, I'm going to Florida to pick up our 10th donated flying airplane. And we have projects and we have volunteers. It has really been a great, rewarding project for me to see this nonprofit grow and things that we've been able to accomplish.
Wow.
This airplane that you're going to pick up in Florida, is it flyable or are you trailering it back?
No, it flies.
Oh, that's good.
All of our airplanes fly. As unlike a lot of nonprofit museums or those kind of organizations, we're not interested in static displays. We don't have a building. We don't have a physical building to put stuff in and have a museum. Our focus is on flying the airplanes, because the best way to keep Rutan stuff relevant to the public and visible is to bring them here, fly them in front of the public like we did in 2019, and take them to the fly-ins and the pancake breakfasts and all that stuff. So,
I can remember going to Chino in the 1980s, and it was just rows and rows and rows of very easies and such. Yeah. And now you're saying they're all hidden under trees somewhere.
Well, they're not all gone, but the majority of them, you know, a lot of people just aren't flying a lot. So we're trying to get new people. Rutan Aircraft Flying Experience is outwardly focused. There's another group, Canard Owners and Builders Association, and they're really good, and they're inwardly focused on the owners, and they talk about technical stuff like that in their newsletter. We're looking for new people to get involved. We're looking to grow the ranks of Canard pilots.
Have you thought of becoming like an aircraft broker?
No.
A middleman?
No. I always tell people the reason I chose the nonprofit model, because there's no money in this. there's never been a profit motive in this. It's been just preserving BERT stuff. And one of the things that we are trying to promote, though, is this is why Jim is here. Jim's in charge of our formation operations. We've teamed up with Formation Flying Incorporated. We've had a couple of formation clinics. We're trying to do what the RV guys have accomplished, and they're way ahead of us. Because in 1995, we had an event here at Oshkosh called the Glass Overcast. And we flew 35, I think, Easies over the air show to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Easy. And so we want to do something for the 50th. So that's why I'm bringing Jim's here to talk about our formation stuff.
Okay. What kind of pilots are you looking for? Anybody with a Rutan product, basically.
Sure. We have a vision, a goal. We want to do 50 airplanes over Oshkosh in 2025. That's a lofty goal. We got a lot of stuff to do. Every one of those pilots has to have a card, right, to fly formation and waiver airspace. So we're trying to grow the community. We're trying to identify additional pilots, identify additional airplanes. And we've actually, as Richard indicated, partnered with FFI, and we're starting to do clinics. We did our first clinic in May in Covington. Pretty good results, 14 pilots, 11 airplanes. We did like 11 two-ship sorties, a couple of four-ship sorties, and at the end, we always like to do a big one, so we did a 5-ship sortie. So we're starting small, but we'd like to grow. We're talking about another clinic in Covington in October, Phoenix in November. We have a gentleman expressed an interest in hosting in Houston at Ellington, so that maybe is early next year. So please, if you're interested or all curious, reach out to us. Let us know you're interested. We will be soliciting folks to help with clinics, ground crew. Again, if you're interested, we want to help you learn formation safely. For a lot of people, they've spent their whole flying career staying away from airplanes.
So exactly.
We're trying to get those folks an entry point. We do a 2-ship, 3-pilot thing that's safe. It allows them to see formation, a formation pilot in lead, formation pilot in -2, safety observer, if you will. You can put them in position, show them what it looks like. They can see it. They can experiment. And you go from there.
Yeah. Formation flying is not hard. It just takes understanding the protocols and the disciplines of it. And what we're trying to do is provide the infrastructure for people to have these clinics around the country. The way the 95 Glass Overcast got pulled off was a guy named Norm Howells and Paul Adrian, the donor of the Long Easy we're getting next. And they had formation clinics around the country, formation camps. And you had to come to those to participate in the Glass Overcast. And so our challenge now is that you have to have this FAA credential to do it. So it adds another layer of it. But we're going to fly something on the 50th. Hopefully it's 50 airplanes.
Well, I'm surprised that your first clinic, you said you had, what, 11 airplanes, 14 pilots?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Well, that was our first recent clinic. We actually started this process. I on the FFI website, you can go on there. It's called Easy Supplement. It's how the easy guys fit in there. We started this in 2017. We had our first clinic in 2018 to kind of beta test that. And then it was kind of a slow period. And, of course, then COVID hit whatever a few years later. We kept doing it, but now we're ramping things up. We really are. And the recent clinic really springboarded the interest. So,
okay,
Jim's got his hands full.
Yeah. Real quick, how does a pilot find out more about getting involved in this?
All right. So there's a Facebook group. It's called Easy Formation Crew. Whether you like Facebook or not, it's a great way to share information. I'll also share an email address. It's easyformationcrew@gmail.com. That's letter E, letter Z, formationcrew@gmail.com. Reach out to us. We'll get back to you, get you connected however you want. You know, if you're just curious, if you're interested, you want to find out about clinics. I've gotten a lot of questions lately about the Phoenix Clinic, so that seems like it's going to be a great success.
Good. Yeah. Good.
And there's always the website, RutanAircraftFlyingExperience.org, RutanAFE.org for short. So.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining us, Rich and Jim. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.